At least 50 people are dead following another major earthquake in Nepal. More than 1,200 others have been hurt following the 7.3 magnitude quake, which hit late yesterday afternoon. Chinese authorities say at least one person has been killed on the Chinese side of the border in Tibet. Tuesday's quake has been followed by at least a dozen aftershocks of magnitude 5. Meanwhile, a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter with 8 people on board has gone missing in the region. Its status remains unclear. Chinese airlines have announced they will resume flights to Nepal's capital Kathmandu, as the airport there had reopened following the latest earthquake. The airlines include Air China, China Eastern Airlines, and the China Southern Airlines. Altogether, 12 flights from China's Guangzhou, Chengdu, Lhasa, Kunming, and Hong Kong flew to Kathmandu on Tuesday. A magnitude 6.6 earthquake jolted northeast Japan early this morning. Japan's meteorological agency says the quake struck off Miyagi Prefecture with a depth of 50 kilometers. There are no immediate reports of damage and injuries. No tsunami warnings were issued.